Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Le Nishmas, Sargosher Heber, Sichrono Levracha, who was nifter today from coronavirus. The Gemara Mesechta Sotah, if you don't have a basis, Nochel Alad Mishap, Alatzma, Kivshana Eish, Vayab, Pnei Chaver, Barabim, will be the Ashkechen B'tomer. That it's better for a person to throw himself into a burning furnace, to an oven, rather than embarrass his friend, as we find by Tamar, that she was willing to be burned rather than embarrass Yehuda. Tosis there writes that's not included then in the big three. Why is it included in the big three Averis? That ain't all Nufnei Pikoach Nefesh. The reason is because Halbanas Panim is not explicit in the Torah. And therefore, since it's not explicit in the Torah, it's not included in the three big mitzvahs, for which you have to sacrifice life. Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, adds, it's included in Abizrayu D'Shvichus Damim. So we see from this that Tamar, that did what she did, it wasn't Mimidas Chasidus, according to Tosfos, rather she was obligated to do so, just like B'nei Noach HaChayiv LeHareg, Lo Larek Chavero. So too, they're mechuyev leharek and not to be mevayish chavero. Therefore, in principle, Tamar was obligated to do what she did, and it's just not included in the big three averes because it's not explicit in the Torah. Ben Yonah writes it's avizrayu d'shvichus damim. It's an accessory shvichus damim. In the Ben Yitzion, chelak aleph siman kufayin beis, he asks that it was mutter for Tamar to kill Yehuda midin roidef if she would have saved herself from misa. Since he wanted to burn her shalokadin, so kol shekain, she could have embarrassed him. If she could have killed him, she certainly could have embarrassed him. So even though he was shogeg, but even Baroidev, we see there's a din of shogeg. We see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Beis Amid Beis, that a cut in Haroidev you're allowed to kill, and the makshalelet is different, that's min hashamayim. But in principle, a person even if he's a roidev b'shogeg, you're allowed to kill him. So Memela, Yehuda was roidev her, he was trying to have her burn, and Mimela, she could have killed him, so she certainly can embarrass him. And just the Binyan Sian, that Yehuda himself wouldn't have killed her. She would have been killed by other people. And therefore Yehuda wasn't called a roidev, but this is difficult to understand, because Amos HaChaver La'akom Nidon K'roidev, Brachos on Chesem Aleph, Ovakam HaKuf Yuzayin Amad Aleph. So you don't have to do it yourself. So passing the Rambam, Parakhes Mechos Chavu Lamazik Halacha Yud, Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Peches Sif Yud Beis, Misha Isik Beziyufim, Veish Lochosh Demazik Lerab, Yuchol Namasr Lamalchus, the Gwar writes, Avshala Ein Meskavin, Mekom Kom Havaroidev, and he brings a Raya, even if you're a Begrama, you're a Roidev, like a Masur. So if Yehuda was telling other people to kill her, so then he's also a Roidev. So to be miyashiv the kasha the binyan tzion, it says to say from mishnah koch nefesh that the din of beis din is different. That's a din Torah, that beis din is obligated to kill somebody's mechuyev misa. The dayan paskins al pi masha amra Torah yevshar ladan olaf din roidev. You can't say that a dayan has a din roidev. Adra, that's the kiyum din Torah. Viata rami kirbecha, he's doing a mitzvah. Vein le dayan el masha ein of rois. And therefore Yehuda didn't have a din roidev because he had a din beis din. And even if beis din made him make a mistake, nevertheless, calls mancha devar lo noide lem chol apsak din kafisha pasku. If they say that's what they say, so you don't have a din of a roidev. The shita's opinion sion. If beis din paskin skila betos, if a person's mechuyev skila, he can go ahead. If based in Paskins, according to the sheet of the Binyan Sian, because the Binyan Sian says that Yehuda himself wasn't killing her, he was only sending to kill her, but it wasn't him. So the Shitaso, if you find it based in that Paskins skila betos, so the person who's mechuyev skila can go and kill those who are coming to kill him, even though they're shlichei based in. Because they're doing a mistake, b'shogeg, you're considered a roidev, if you can kill them. That's a davar tamua. And therefore, it would make more sense to say that no, it's not a din roidev, that's the din Torah, that you're paskin based on what the beis din says. You can't, even if beis din's making a mistake, you have to follow their mistake. They say skila, it's skila, they don't have a din roidev. We find the Chiddush Gadol in the Sefer Minchas a loser of the Heilig Munkatcher in Chelek Aleph Seif Simin Yud Ches. He's mistapik based in Paskin's a Chiyuv Misa, and he knows that he's not Chayuv Misa, and these people are Eidei Shekers. And what's between Wachal Shabbos in order to run away from the Shluchei Beisdin, Ukitim Pikuach Nevish Baalma Shadoichel Cholatara Efsher Shazer Koyach Beisdin to come Dina for Kol Shapasku Olav Misa Kedin Toira Hare Shechayev Gam Hanidon Lekayim Lepsak Din. So can he be Machal Shabbos to save himself from this Psak Din Misa? He knows it was Eidei Sheker, it's false, he didn't really do it. So on one side you can say he didn't really do it, he can run away, he can be Mechal Shabbos. On the other side you can say that no, the Beis Din Paskins, he has to do whatever Beis Din Paskins. He's not only not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but he has to allow himself to be killed. Maharshab of a bastard, Daf Kuf Yates Amar Aleph, Mekoshesh wasn't Mechal Shabbos, since it was a Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa, because he only did this because he knew that in order that people should know that a Mechal Shabbos is Chayv Skila. And that, but the Beis Din Paskin that he's chayv misa, and the melacha shein tzrich leguf, he didn't do it for the purpose of whatever melacha he was doing. He did it just to show people that a mechal Shabbos is chayv skila. So if you don't do it for the purpose of the melacha, then it's melacha shein tzrich leguf, you're not chayv. Why it was Beis Din mechayv him? Because they're not passing him based on dvarim shebelev, only based on what they see. But this is very shver. It comes out that Beis Din Shel Moshe weren't mechayv mitzvah skila, they did ritzicha b'shoigeg. Not only that, Hashem says mos yumas ha'ish. So it would appear that the Marashah holds that if the Beis Din Paskins al pi klalim shekava Torah, that kam dina, the Mekoshes was chayv misa, because that's where the Beis Din Paskins. And if that's what we say, then if the Beis Din makes a mistake, kol shepasku adin la misa kam dina v'chol din misa memelo lo shayich ladun al adayin or al shluchei a Beis Din dina deroidev the seif ma shenerag hu kedin Torah v'kam dino la misa v'en kan din roidev. Can near the fugaver ktila, or zeh adayin osel the gaver ktila like a din roidev. So, if we say that even if Beis Din makes a mistake, if they pass in the din misa, come din and chol din misa, memela it's not shayich to talk about a dayin being or a shluchei Beis Din being a roidev, because they're doing what they see, what they're paskining. And memela this they make this person into a gaver ktila, even though it's betos. That's a big chiddush in this sugya, in this din. That even if Beis Din does something betos, but that's their psak, and therefore you have to follow the psak. You can't run away. You can't be mechal Shabbos. And with this week in Miyashev, the kasha l'achronam, not that it's in Sanhedrin Tesam Beis, hevi abal eidim beizim ula eidei ha'ov. The eidei ha'ov ne'eroganu mishal me'mamun to have mamun lezev and a fashas lezev. The case there is where you had the Baal brought Edim that the girl was Mizana before the Nisu, and the father brought Edim. They were Mezim, they did Hazama to the Eide HaBaal, so the Eide HaBaal are killed because they were Zomem, Larugus, and Ara Murasa. But they don't pay money, even though they were Zomem to be Mafsid or Ksuva, since they're killed, you don't pay money. Kim Leib de Rabbi Mine. Now the Baal comes back, he brings Edim that are Mezim to the Edim of the father. So the Edim of the father are killed because they wanted to kill. And he also has to pay money. They also have to pay money. Because they were Zomim to be Mechayiv Mea Kesef Lovi Anara. They wanted to make the husband pay the father. And even though they're Mechayiv Misa, nevertheless, why are they Mischayev Misa? Because they were Mischayev the first Edim Misa. Because the Eide HaBaal, they said that the Eide HaBaal were trying to be Mischayev the girl Misa. So they were Mischayev the Eide HaBaal Misa. And now, the Baal brings Edim that are made in the Edea of. So now they're Chayev Misa. So they're killed. And they also have to pay Mammon. the husband, because they try to be mechayev the husband money for making this false claim that she's not a basula. So why do you have to do both? Because mamon lezeh and nefashos lezeh, split up money to this and souls to that. In other words, their death is mitzad the edim that they were trying to mechayev misa, the money goes to the husband. So Eidei Ha'av are rotfim, because they try to be mechayiv the Eidei HaBaal Misa. And if so, anybody could have come and killed the Eidim. Medina deroidev. And therefore it comes out that it's miso mamon le'echad. It's really misa and mamon to the same person. And this is based on the Rivam in Bava Kamma and the Chav Beis, who says that if a person's a roidef, it's considered misa and mamon le'echad. Because a rodef is chayiv misa to the whole world. So, I don't fully understand the svara, I have to look into the sugya there, but based on that rivam, the achronim, the achiezer, simen yutes os gimel, afike yam, chelik beis, simen mem, so they say that the edei ha'av are considered rodfim. By rodfim there's no din of misa lezeh v'mamon lezeh. It's considered misa l'chol olam kula. And the mammon is really to one person. The mammon, they be chayiv to the husband. The misa is to the whole world, so it's not considered misa l'echad or mammon l'echad. It's not considered misa l'zeh and mammon l'zeh. It's considered a misa and a mammon to the same person. I guess also the Baal himself could kill them. He knows that they're Eidei Sheker. He knows that they're trying to kill his Eidim. So Memela Klapi the Baal, they're both going to be Chayiv Misa because they're Rodfim and they're trying to be Mechayiv him Mamon. So they're Chayiv Misa and Chayiv Mamon Rod Klapi the Baal. So why does the Gemara say Misa Lezev and Mamon Lezev? Either that it's only Misa to the Eidim and mamon to the husband. So this kasha assumes that Eidim who are made sheker aploni shechayiv misa, if you know that they're Eidei sheker, you have to kill these Eidim kedin roidev. And therefore if you know that the Beis Din is going to kill you and they're not the right Beis Din, they're din rodfim, you can kill them first. But based on what we said, it's not true that if Beis Din paskins, that's what Beis Din paskins. And Mamela, these Eidim Zomen are not considered Rodfim Klape Kol Olam. They don't have a din Rodfim. We should say Kim Levi Rabbi Mine. Because that's not a din Rodef. A din Rodef isn't Klape the Beis Din. When the Beis Din paskins, the Beis Din paskins. So there's no din Rodef. When the Beis Din paskins, the Beis Din is allowed to carry out the Misa, and the person who the Beis Din paskins in favor of is in a Rodef. Zipsak is Zipsak. So the author of the Mishas Pikuach Nefesh says that sometimes the Chachamim said this Chiddush can't be. That if Beis Din paskins v'tos, that's going to be the Din. You have to accept it sitting down. Other Talmid Chacham said it's true. So Yesh Ladin. We can add that we paskin Lo Chubikel Pukuch Nefesh Achar Rov. Machal and Shabbos gamishim tzad shel pikuach nefesh. Tosus nida mem dalet amar aleph. Shagam sherov gosim lemisa nevlas yimachal Shabbos shein ochem pikuach nefesh achar rov. For this reason, from a sedesh and simon and ches, sakonis deleika, gamim hoyerak miut de sakona mutal chal Shabbos. If you have a sakonis deleika, if it's only a miut, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, v'cheinu pashit b'chol ha-poskim. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos and a miut sakona. Wherever linyan beizim, we say in the Sugya, in Sanhedrin, Samach, Tesam, Ralph, we go b'din in a freshest bus or rov. And therefore, edim that contradict each other, on which day the event happened, and their day off, their edus is kayim, because rov people make a mistake with one day. So the question is, what's the difference? Normally we don't go b'pikuach nefesh achar rov, and we're mechal Shabbos on a miut. And here we are following the rov, that is based in paskin achi of misa, because the rov, and we're not choshish for the miut that do make a mistake. We're not choshish for the miut that don't make a mistake. They really know which day, and therefore these two edim are not passing, they're not made on the same thing. Well, they were saying that they're made on the same day because people make a mistake. Okay, rov people make a mistake, but miut people don't. Maybe they're part of the miut who didn't make a mistake. They're not being made on the same thing, and therefore this person should be chayv misa. And when it comes to misa, we do everything to pat to the person. Rav Chanan asks this in Bava Basra and also Reish Chafei in the Kovetz Shiurim. So the explanation is that when Beis Din's done bedover, it's not shayach ladon mishum v'chaybeh. Because on somebody who's chayav misa, there's no din of a chayavim. The Beis Din is done in the Ikar Halacha if he's chayav misa. And we go b'din in a fashas basa ruba v'chol shepasku Beis Din al pi rov kam dina. We don't say by a Beis Din v'chayavim. We discuss this in other shirim. It's al zeh gufahim donim. This is this person supposed to live. And memela he loses his v'chayavim. When it comes to Beis Din, the question is, do we say V'chai B'hem? So we don't start with the V'chai B'hem with this guy. Who Beis Din is judging, we go after the Rov. So when it comes to Beis Din, there's no V'chai B'hem. Only when it comes to a regular Pikuach Nefesh that isn't Shaykh to a Beis Din there, we follow the Rov, we do everything we can to save the person. But in Beis Din, we don't say that. And again, in our Shiurim on Pikuach Nefesh, we were marich in this. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully return to this very fascinating topic. And B'tzos Hashem, we will continue. Shalom, shalom, b'li neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beautiful.